The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
It's hot. I guess it's hot in many places. We were 100 and something today, anyway. Happy 4th of July. And I hope many of you, and even those of you who live halfway around the world, will recognize what great things were done to establish this country and instill the moral bedrock, the intellectual fiber of most of the people, at one point a really wonderfully rudimentary but rock-solid education system, and the options for people to go on and take that education process as high as they want. That's all gone now. Communism has destroyed all of it. It's gone. And it's not going to come back on its own. In fact, I don't think it'll come back short of another overthrow of this country, but an overthrow of this country by American patriots who literally would evict and destroy all of the political cancer that has ruined the body politic in this country, just destroyed it. Well, let's find out what Dr. Leonard Colwell is doing. German-born, an American citizen, one with a view of the world that is hard to find. He knows both sides of the coin, or the Deutschmark. Welcome back, Leonard.
Jeff, thanks for having me. Really interesting. It's really, really interesting what's going on, because on one part of the world, we are getting better, even if it doesn't look like it. That's America. And the other part, where I'm from in Germany, is getting worse on a level that people don't recognize their country anymore. And this is kind of like where... It's getting really surreal now. It was kind of like for a while the opposite, and now we're having the problem that America is basically getting better. We have a lot of overthrow that you don't hear about, that you don't see about, because it's all now on a level where I told you about 3-4 years ago, this country is not to save. You cannot save it. It has to crash. It has to be completely destroyed, and then you have to rebuild it.
Or like I say, a truly patriotic overthrow, and I mean an overthrow of this communist Bolshevik regime that is running the show. Something's going to happen at some point. I don't know when, I don't know how big, but it's not going to happen through the ballot box. No, I'm not calling for armed resurrection. I'm just talking about the political reality of how badly things have gotten here, and the cure or remediation is going to have to be something extremely substantial. That's the only way I can see it as an observer. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically, what really is going to happen, it will completely crash. Nothing will work anymore. There's more and more people waking up because of this.
Right.
I was hoping that it comes earlier, there are more people, but finally it happens. There's a lot of people that were on the fence and didn't really know what to do, what to think, and now they're having more and more the sight in front of them that they see. If nothing positive happens now, if they are not going to make it happen, it will be over. And this is going to help us, because there's so many people. I'm sorry, these clowns here with their fireworks. I can't go nowhere.
No, that's
all right. Not very good here. But the thing is, Jeff, if I'm looking at the people right now, and I'm constantly on the phone with Europe, and I have friends that are right now in Croatia on a yacht, $250,000 for a week, and stuff like that. And people are just tired of this entire life, of the entire world, the way it is. And they are just saying, I rather blow my money than losing it in the next banking crash.
Oh, so they're going out in style, so to speak. I get it.
Yeah, the whole meaning of the word is really, really wild.
Yeah.
And but people have this gallows humor right now. There are so many people that literally saying, okay, the world goes down, and let's enjoy it. And because I always said the best thing in the world that could happen to us is a nuclear war, because you just get zapped and off you go. You don't even know you're dead. And
there's a lot to be said for that approach. I've heard it many times. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool thing. I mean, I was a martial arts for over 35 years, 9 years in a row, world champion in full contact martial arts. And when I jumped into the ring, I always said it's a good day to die. Not that I wanted to die, but I was ready. I was ready to give it all and risk it all to win, because I never went into a ring to fight. I went into the ring to win. And now I'm getting contacts from people that I have never worked as much as I'm working now. It's a really weird thing. I was retiring. For the last 3-4 years, I was retiring. I had all the girls in the universe and all these kind of things. And then God really screwed me over in a good way. My son is now 7 weeks old. My wife just picked him up. That's why I couldn't really focus in the first 2 minutes, because I had the baby in the arm and didn't know what to do with it.
Oh, how nice. That's nice.
But the thing is, Jeff, I have been through everything. I've seen everything. I'm 66 years old, and I have lived a life like a 3,000-year-old person, because I have done it all.
Oh, you crammed a lot in it. You sure have. I got it. Yeah.
Believe me. But I'm literally the type of person, if somebody would say, you die tomorrow, what do you need to do? Nothing. I did it all. I ate the best food. I had the best women. I had the best life. I have been in every part of the world. I have friends in every part of the world. And I want really, that's why I'm saying this to listeners, really to understand that you don't have to be sad if everything goes down. First of all, it has to be go down. And has to be the world as we know it has to be crashed. There cannot be a two-party system. There cannot be a three-party system. They all needs to go. Everybody needs to go.
Well, it's all a lie anyway. It's like having 10 of the same model of automobiles and they're all painted different colors. It's the same car. They just have different colors. And we should also mention When you say, and I understand why, that you've had the best women, I don't want to degrade or demean the male-female relationship at all. Neither do you. But look at it the other way. A lot of women have had Leonard Colwell, so let's make it equal there.
Thank you. No, but see, I don't have every girlfriend I ever had in my life is still my friend today. But back to
now that's
to
see this, that's the way it ought to be. That's very nice. You're not treating them like Kleenex in a box. You're treating them like people.
No,
of course.
See, America went down the tubes when it lost honor, dignity, and pride.
Yeah.
Look, where the fuck is John Wayne?
I hear you. You know, I know what you're trying to say. And a lot of people do, too. That was a Hollywood construct. But the construct was really a good one. It was a healthy one. Even though it was created.
It was a real man.
That's right. Real man, real women. And if you look back in those movies, the woman was always the one really in control, even though they didn't present it that way. The woman had the power. She was sought after. She was the prize. The men were fighting over her. So I understand what you're saying. That's a good point.
And for me right now, looking at life, something really strange happened. First, I wanted to retire. I have enough money. I don't really care. It's all good. So now I have to create an empire for my son. So I have to start working again.
And the second...
yeah, I don't know if this is good, but I don't have another choice. But the thing is that at the moment I decided I'm going to start consulting again and doing seminars and things like that,
right.
People stormed into my life. It's not like I had to go out there and tell people, oh, I'm back and things like this. It was like somebody rang a bell out there and all of a sudden all these people contacted me. And with great business things and stuff like that. And all these people that are out there doing what we are doing, I mean, you're an icon, you are there forever, and you're the first one I really was introduced to when I came to America doing what you are doing, the first one I trusted.
Thank you. We go back.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's decades of building trust, building friendship. Friendship doesn't happen, you know.
Friendship is something
that you work on, that you create. And this is the same is with people saw my consistency. I have said the same thing 50 years ago that I said today. I wrote books and wrote everything I'm saying today and everything is happening today. I wrote books about it 40 years ago. I can prove that. And so this entire thing now is so surreal. On one hand, they are saying, oh, we know the so-called vaccine, the kill shot, the biological weapon that was created to destroy us, and it's out there. Bill Gates was talking about it, and all the other clowns, they were talking about it years ago.
Yeah.
They were talking, Bill Gates said, oh yeah, we need to get rid of 10% of the population via vaccination. So we have 9.2 billion people on this earth. So then you can calculate yourself how many people he accepts to get rid of through vaccination.
Is it 9.2 now, Leonard? I didn't know that. Oh, there's still 8. Something.
Oh, yeah, I know. They're talking about 8. It's not true. The data I have is real data. The data they are using is to the world population in case they have to come up with another billion when they kill off too many people.
Uh-huh.
So they're having kind of like they had at the election, you know. But it's kind of like more at the moment when I'm looking at Germany and I'm seeing my brother as kind of like the average German. I don't mean this in a negative way. He has restaurants, he has coffee shops, he works hard. He has a lot of trouble with employees since COVID because they all started to not to work, want to work anymore. It is so hard in Germany to find a waiter or waitress or a cleaning lady. It's nearly impossible. Or you have to pay them more than your lawyer. And everything is broken. And out of this are coming people now where my brother calls up people he went to, he's 30 years younger than me, people he went to school with, people he was friends with from a different town nearby, things like this, right. to work right. for him. And the funny thing is, they're not saying, how much do you pay me or do you give me the money for moving, stuff like that. They just say, you need my help, I'm coming. That was bad for a long time, Jeff. That people help each other out because mm-hmm. they want to help each other.
That's
Nobody
right.
wants to be alone anymore, Jeff. No. And this is what I banked my entire life on, creating friends and being there for my friends. And because I always took care of my friends, therefore, they always took care of me. And people don't understand how simple success is whenever I got a big deal in for consulting or seminars for a Fortune 500 company, whoever mm-hmm. got me the deal got 10% in an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't mm-hmm. talk about this before. No,
understand.
They didn't even know they're getting anything. Mm-hmm. So, and this is kind of like how you have to build your life. I'm training at the moment a 16-year-old. His father is a multi-billionaire, but he is the most intelligent person I know. I think Einstein is a poor kid against this kid.
Huh.
And it's unbelievable. I mean, he's the first one that really gets the IBMS system that I invented, and it took me 35 years to create it. And nobody ever really got it. I have people that I'm schooling, training for years. I trained somebody 12 years, and he could do it, but still didn't really get it. This guy, after six phone conferences or consultings, he gets the system. He's 16 years old. And so the thing just really is, we are having now a completely new world of we need to drop all the bad stuff. We need to drop the whiners, the complainers. We need to drop all the negative people. Do not even talk to... I could basically run Trump's entire show if I wanted to. I will not, and for no money, for nothing. I will right. not help this guy. And
he's disgusting.
Yeah, but he's even worse than the others. He just has a different angle. And it's like the World Wrestling Organization, you know, like they yell at each other. And then,
it's a hustle. It's showbiz. And it's all, it's a formula.
Showbiz.
It's an absolute formula, and it's like scripted. And so Trump is a master of that. He proved it. He did nothing for 4 years, and these people still won't hold him accountable. And now he's once again raving about the vaccine. Here's a quote. This is from Trump. This vaccine has killed, in my view, 20 to 30 million Americans already. They're dead. I think they're gone. I don't think people would miss 20. I don't think they'd miss one. They wouldn't miss one out of 10 people. They wouldn't.
35 million are killed by the vaccine. That's proven. The data's
in the U.S.?
Out there.
Oh, you're double my projection. Well, okay. Here's what Trump said. Quote. The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind. All three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, are very good. The vaccines work. If you take the vaccine, you are protected. People aren't dying when they take the vaccine. This bastard is one of the all-time liars. Right there. No, you don't have to go any further. That is an outrageous, unspeakably evil lie. In fact, there are several in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically, Stalin and all the other crooks were nothing against what the vaccine and everybody behind us is doing and what Trump is going to do. I mean, Trump couldn't even have done any of this if he wouldn't have them all behind him.
That's
people
true.
just they just don't get it. They could have wiped them out legally, but
right.
They could have wiped them out a long time ago, and he wouldn't be even an entity anymore. You know how this goes. Show me the man and I show you the crime. But the thing really is that people want to be lied to. I see this more and more. I've seen this in my early days in an office as a doctor with the patients, with the women. They want to be lied to by their husband. They don't want them to admit they have a girlfriend or they have another child with somebody else or they're cheating all the time. They want to be lied to. And this is what people, that's the same thing with Trump. People want to him to believe him, knowing he's not true, he's not right, he's a faker like everybody else, and a liar and a cheat. So basically, our problem is we have to sort the idiots, the losers, from the good ones. And more good ones are being created every day now. You will see. Because people are like me when I went into the ring saying it's a good day to die. They are fed up to live like this. There are too many people that the last 20 years have been living in a completely different wrong way based on their own personality, lived lies, knowing they lived lies. I know there are so many people that knew that the vaccines, so-called vaccines, are killing them. We can now even prove that that's a bioweapon. It was created as a bioweapon. It was never even meant to be a vaccine. By the way, there is no vaccine. There's no such thing as a safe and effective vaccine, not once. Tetanus, for example, is an abortion drug. They just pump tetanus into everybody. I could not find any medical
tetanus,
journal worldwide.
Tetanus.
Yeah, tetanus.
Yeah.
I could not find anybody dying of tetanus anywhere in the world. I went to all the medical journals.
No, I've never in my whole life heard of anybody dying of tetanus. It's just a carrier. God knows what they're using it for, but it's a carrier. They're just putting things in it and giving it out as a matter.
It's for abortion. It was created as an abortion drug.
Interesting. The
tetanus shot was originally for 10, 12 years only there as an abortion drug. And that's, you know, they want to make everybody infertile. They want to have all these mothers losing their children and things like that. And if you really see, if people, when my new book is coming out, about Satanism and organized religion, I will have another 10 million enemies. But it's all Satanism. It's all the organized religion.
Absolutely. Sure it is. Sure. You're totally right. 100%.
And this is basically where the problem is. I'm looking at all of this. How come that they are all not ever really go after somebody else? Let's say a politician says something. Oh, I have the proof this other politician did this or that. And then they just let it slide. Instead of putting the guy down and saying, okay, you said this and now prove it. And if you don't prove it, I'm going to come after you with everything legally possible and I'm going to destroy your life. It's easy to do with all the obvious lies they poured out. I mean, back then against Trump, fine. We know who Trump is, but it's still, they poured out all these lies. So how come that they said there are videos on Hunter's laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop, showing how he murders and rapes children?
Right.
So, and then they prosecute him with this laptop for a gun violation?
No. All misdirection. All BS. It's all crap. I know.
Yeah, nobody does anything to anybody in the circle. And they are all in the circle, as George Carlin said. It's all a big club, and you're not in it. And the point really is, we need to come together. The last ones that are thinking, the heroes that are unvaccinated, unboosted. I mean, there's a lot of people that literally got talked into the very first shot and stuff like this, and I'm seeing here and there. But the other thing is, the ones that have made it until today and are not vaccinated are heroes. And believe it or not, they're the only sperm donors that can still produce a child. They're the only blood donors that can produce blood, donate blood. Because if you get blood today in any hospital, you're as good as dead. If you get a blood transfusion, you're done.
You sound like you've been listening to us. You're totally right. We've been warning about hospitals and blood transfusions for at least two and a half, three years now. You're right. Nobody knows this. You get a blood transfusion, you might as well get three Pfizer injections or worse. It's crazy.
Worse, because it's accumulated. It already runs through the system. Because
correct.
What they did
that's
is
correct.
They created a drug that creates a new drug. So they did this really sneaky. I guess you know that the so-called vaccine is a venom of the king cobra and the great snake from India.
I know, I've heard all that long ago. I'm not signing on with that, but that's me.
Oh,
that's
okay. It's absolutely true. That's why
I know there are some genetics. There's some genetic sequences on the spike that have to do with venom. There are a couple, three of them. But beyond that, I'm not ready to go. It's okay. Go on.
Yeah, but it's like Ozempic, you know, the drug.
That's wiped out a lot of people. You don't hear about it.
Yeah, but it's a snake venom. But you can look it up.
Okay. Yeah, I will. I'll take a look.
Do. But the thing is, how does a snake kill? Blood clots. How does all this vaccine stuff kill? Blood clots. This entire thing, and it basically, so everybody that has lost their taste buds and has all these kind of symptoms, cannot smell anymore, stuff like this, 6 weeks with 6 grams, 7 grams of nicotine patch on it, and it's gone.
Right. I personally don't go there either, Leonard, but that's just my view. That's okay. Go on with your presentation. Please.
the main thing is, Jeff, you are somewhere on a scientist side of journalism. For me, I look at things that work, and then I go with it. You show me something that works, and I show you a week later how you did
it. Well, that goes hand in hand with your cancer book, of course. That's your approach. And it's worked. How many have you saved? I don't know. Countless people.
1.9 million people have provenly cured through my books, seminars, or personally. Right. I've cured 66,000 patients in my own offices over 50 years. And I have, if you think about it, my book, The Only Answer to Cancer, and my book, The Only Cancer Patient Cure, have been sold 900 million times. 900 million times.
That's a lot.
And it's more than the Bible. Yeah. And the thing just really is, because I learned, I don't know if you even know this, Zig Ziglar I was an apprentice for Zig Ziglar when I was 16 years old. He taught me everything he learned and he knew. Oh, yeah. I grew up
colorful
with
character.
This not a lot. Yeah. But, you know, he was the best motivational speaker on earth. He was the best sales trainer. Every Fortune 500 company he trained for said he is the best. Like Tommy Hopkins back then was really good, too. But Jim Rohn, I learned from directly. And I knew with the age of 18 more than most human beings will ever know in their entire lifetime if they get 100 years old. Because I'm a learner, I'm a studier, I'm a study of results. If somebody says, I can do this, no, don't tell me, show me. Do you have, I can cure cancer? Wait a second, where are your cured cancer patients? I can produce so many. I produced when I was 18, 36 cured cancer patients in a government hospital before and after showing they had cancer, stage 3, stage 4, completely cured. And no remission. Remission doesn't exist. And so, and I became famous by saying, if you are not cured, you don't pay. We are not talking about remission. We are not talking about you have to pay something up front. No. If you're not cured, you don't pay. That's how I became originally famous with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, besides that, I killed my mom. And everybody knew her because she was in a restaurant business. But but the thing is, Jeff, that I'm looking at all these things right now and with a nicotine, by the way, Harvard conducted a study in at the 1975-78, proven that nicotine is not addictive. They had to put something in the paper. The cigarette companies had to put, I forgot what the stuff was called, put something into the paper of the cigarettes to make people addicted.
That's it. Nicotine, you know how many ingredients are in the papers? Depending on who you read, some say 500, some say up to 1,000. Different unregulated chemicals and compounds that are in the paper. Some of them actually are binary because when you burn them up, they turn into something else, apparently.
Exactly.
But it's the paper. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
It's the paper. Because nicotine is not addictive. That's why they make nicotine illegal. You will see. Biden and co. will make nicotine use completely illegal because all the nicotine smokers, they didn't end up in the hospitals with so-called COVID. It's very, very interesting. The entire study, and the studies are there. And I'm just in the middle of putting a lot of things together for fact-based people like you, because I'm going to just say what I have to say, and then I'm backing it up. And now looking at what's going on right now, with there have been lawsuits filed already against Pfizer. In Germany, for example, Monsanto, Moderna, Bayer, Höchst, all the pharmaceutical guys, sued right now for conspiracy to commit genocide. And this is the way to go. You need to go the mafia route. You need to go the RICO cases route. You need to make sure that the people that created all of this and then produced it, knowingly produced it. It's all coming out. Pfizer documents are all coming out right now. They knew everything. They knew it creates heart problems. All the rabbits that they tried to stuff on diet. So they knew all of it. See, that then this thing is not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. It's by definition a bioweapon, by legal definition a bioweapon. So that means they have absolutely no protection. They have protection for creating vaccines, which they never did. They didn't create one single vaccine. And now it's coming more and more out. There's more whistleblowers. The more they are, the more will come. This is just a logical way it's going to go. And you will see we're going to have Nuremberg Trials Part 2. We're going to hang them all. Because
let's look at it this way. Hold on. I have a problem with Nuremberg. It was all run by Zionists. The whole thing. It was show trials. There was no justice there. There was no real legal process. So let's have a real Nuremberg trial, not a fake show trial.
I'm not talking about the Nazi stuff or Hitler. I'm talking about the Nuremberg codes state. It is absolutely illegal to make any form of medical experiments against the human's knowledge or
Oh, I couldn't agree
and
more.
Consent.
That's the important part of Nuremberg. You're right.
Yeah, that's the only thing I care about. All the other stuff we know,
right.
The so-called winner of a war of rights history.
Right.
So that's all, in my perspective, for my grandparents, Hitler was the best, greatest leader of all times. And if you look in the eyes of the people that are standing there and applauding, you see the laugh, you see how they adored him.
It happens to be my opinion, too, but that's my personal opinion. And I look, the most loved man in modern history was also the most hated man, if you want to look at it that way. Those people adored him. What he did in Germany was nothing less than an economic miracle. And he couldn't have done it without the people. That was what was Germany. German people. Their work ethic, their brilliance, and they had to be suppressed and annihilated, and they were. And as you pointed out many times, the genocide of Germany was the big story in that whole period of history. The genocide of Germans. 9 million Germans were killed after the war. Nobody knows about that. I've got it up at the top of headlines right now. I hope you all read it. It's a true story, and it lays it all out. And you can see it. The German Holocaust, the satanic vendetta against God's chosen people, namely the Germans. Here is the truth. Wake up. So read it and consider it. I'm not here to tell you what to think. Just ask you to engage in the process. And this is a very important document up there. Go ahead, Leonard, please.
They killed 800,000 women and children in Dresden after the war was over.
I know. It's hideous.
But the thing this really is, and it's always this way, the most loved people are the most hated people because the enemy tries everything to fake so much or come up with so many lies and problems that people really believe their own BS. But the thing is, it's about, for me, the Nuremberg Code is very simple. The only violation, the only penalty for violating the Nuremberg Health Code is death by hanging. And that's a fact. It's not I'm making it blood up. I'm not
that's too, that's
calling
too
for
good
violence.
Of a treatment. These bastards behind this genocide, that's too good for them.
Yeah.
There's no punishment that would be too severe for what these people have done. None.
As I always said, I have a soundproof basement in case I have to hide it, you know. But the thing is, Jeff, based on the fact that a lot of people are waking up and a lot of people becoming kind of like alert to the fact that, I mean, I preach revenge. It's a very simple thing. And
eye for an eye.
Two eyes, you know, for an eye, but and all your teeth for one tooth. I'm in this. If I'm in it, I'm really in it. And the good thing is, I don't know fear. I don't know if I ever told you that I don't know fear. I mean, literally, I do not know fear.
That's interesting.
I lived all my life in fear that my mom is dying. All my life, 24 hours a day, didn't sleep when I walked back from school, praying, God, please. That my mom still be alive one day, more, one day longer. And kind of like with the age of 18 and being in fear that my mom is dying or my alcoholic father beats her to death starting at the age of 7, I made the decision I will never, ever be afraid of anything in my life. And whenever there was the fear coming up, something like that, I did exactly that what I feared. And I kept on going towards fear.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't know fear. I mean, it was the Hells Angels, 28 Hells Angels on a carnival was beating up on a friend of mine. I jumped on the bar tray, on the beer bar and jumped from the beer bar into the 28 people, getting my buddy out there. But the thing just really is, if you live in fear, you don't live. You survive. You barely survive.
No, you're dominated.
You have all kind of
absolutely. Of course. And that's how the baseline human, I think it's the primal fear that most people have, is fear. Not to be funny. But I think they use that, and they knew exactly how it was going to play out with these bioweapon injections. They knew. if they played the fear card, people would line up, and they did.
Yeah, but the interesting thing now is, since they are going to do it now again, they are already standing there with the avian flu and stuff like that.
Right.
And all these people that got really ticked off by the way they got treated, or by the fear that they're going to die because they got vaccinated, these people are now on the opposite side, Jeff. I'm talking to them on a daily basis. I have 190,000 members of my, let's say, club in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland.
Right.
And they are already ready. What I want to say is the evil ones, the Democrats, are always winning because they are willing to be violent, like Black Lives Matter and all this stuff. Why are people afraid of the Muslims? Because they just have no problems of cutting you with a knife and slicing your intestines out. And, of course, if you have somebody with a huge butcher knife in front of you that's hysteric, neurotic, and freaking fanatic idiot, of course you're afraid. So, and that's why they always get away. Because they always use violence. And then you have all these clowns out there. Oh, yeah, I'm not calling for violence here, but we should do something. And if they do this, then they have a war on their hands. Okay, how did you fight 1776? With no guns? No, you fought it with self-defense. Self-defense is not aggression. Self-defense, you can use any form of self-defense to avoid a present acute danger to your life or the life of somebody else. And you can use any form that's necessary to achieve that. So this is what people don't understand. If somebody comes, vaccination is an assault with a deadly weapon. If somebody comes and wants to vaccinate me mandatorily, forcefully, whatsoever. And guys, I don't need a gun or anything. I need a baseball bat or two butcher knives, and I still empty an entire discotheque by myself. So the thing is, they are just, oh, no, I cannot fight back. I have seen people getting beat to death by police in Germany because they didn't fight back. The second you put my life in danger, I don't care about the consequences. You go. In my book, The Only Answer to Tyranny, which both publishers got killed, the one in Germany and the one here in America, both publishers of the book got killed. I have at the end of the book, I have a sentence that says, if you come for me, bring enough money bags. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I take them all. I take as many as I can. And so why do they want the guns of the American people? The only reason why we are free is because we have guns. But we don't need guns to be free to fight back. And a friend of mine in Germany said publicly, if you need a gun, next to every dead soldier is a gun and ammunition. And just think about it. But the thing is, that this is whining and complex. No, we don't want violence. No, I don't want violence. But I do not let apply anybody violence towards me without not fighting back. And that's what nobody is talking about. Self-defense is completely legal in every country of the world. And it's your right. You have the right to life. Nobody gave it to you. There's no God that gave it to you. There's a God by organized religion, yes. But God didn't give you any rights. You have rights just because you are born. Nobody has more rights than you. There is no president, no king, no whatsoever. Even if King Charles believes he has the right to get rid of the entire world population, he wants to eliminate, and his father, Prince Philip, he wants to eliminate 90% of the world population. And they're talking about it like openly. It's not even hidden. So I still remember a couple of years ago, there was in New York, there was some kind of a poison in the, I don't know what it was some toxic gas in the subway, and they told people to sit in the subway and wait and not leave the subway, and they all suffocated to death or something like that, a couple of years ago. If I think about the stupidity, what people do,
yeah.
This need to obey, this need to butt kiss, authority. They have no authority.
Well, they have a subservient, the word is ethos, they have a subservience about them, most people, that can be easily fatal or terminal, that's subservience. You cannot live subservient like that. You can live respectful, but you can't live subserviently. There's no future in it.
Yeah, but also, from my angle, you get cancer. If you live what you really stand for, you know, your true personality traits and stuff like this, you're going to get cancer, because that's what an autoimmune disease is. An autoimmune disease is your immune system sees you as the enemy. So meaning your behavior, you're faking, you're living in fear, you're living in compromises, you stay in a job you can't handle, you stay in a relationship you know is killing you, and so on. So you kill yourself. But we all need to just go back and say, what do I really have to lose? For me, it's very, very simple. You come after me, or my friends, or my family, I come after you. And for me, it doesn't matter if they take all the guns in America. The only reason they want to take the guns is, or the only reason why we are still not in concentration camps. Did you see all the reports and all the FEMA camps, the concentration camps they have everywhere now? And they are stuffed with wardens and all this kind of stuff. It's everywhere now. These gulags and these concentration camps are everywhere now, and they are all stuffed with personnel. But the thing is that if we are not standing our ground, the entire world is run by 7,000 people. So this is all. The entire so-called elite, New World Order, globalists, Bolsheviks, communists, bosses, are 7,000 people. That's all there is. So if we do what Mel Gibson did in the movie The Patriot, we go off after the leaders for self-defense, we're going to win. Because these little clowns, the regular police officer, the regular soldier, has nothing to do with the mass murders and suicide and genocide of the people that sent them to war to kill other people. How do they even come up with the idea that they have the right to kill somebody? It doesn't matter if it's a Muslim or if whatever it is. How do you come up with the idea? You go in a different country, you kill people, and then you legalize your people, your soldiers, that it's legal to murder somebody else? Nobody really thinks about these things anymore. And for me, it's just really important that people get there is no authority. It's assumed authority. The Chevron Doctrine, they took it off a week ago or so, not the Supreme Court. Right. Meaning companies could make law. Companies could make law
that
you
amazing?
Have to...
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, all of this is going to crumble. You will see. It gets more and more and more and more. And we all know what we think about Trump and all this kind of stuff. But what they did to him, this is just so ridiculous and outrageous on the legal end of all of that. He will not go to jail, and he will not be sentenced. We knew all of this from the beginning. That's not the point. But the point really is they wanted to show us, if we can do it to a rich, powerful man like Trump, what do you think we're going to do with you?
Yeah,
that was the reason behind all of this. It had nothing to do with Trump, really. It has to do with us. And the moment...
Exactly right. Exactly.
You allow 15-minute cities, the moment you allow the microchip, the moment you allow digital currency, you are done. Guys, you need to take every dime out of the bank you have. Get everything in cash.
That's right.
Everything. Right. And on the other hand, think about the dollar is done. Since the dollar is not the world backup currency anymore, it's not the petrodollar doesn't exist anymore. So the dollar will be done. It just takes a while. So we kind of like have 2-3 years September 24th, we are heading for nuclear war. And let's see how that goes. It will not like,
Leonard, how do you get this date, September 24th? What gives you that number?
All I can tell you is that I consult for people that are so high up that make these kind of decisions.
Right.
And consulting these people leads me to the conclusion of September 24th.
All right. I think we're obviously leaning over the edge, and it's just a matter of time before we fall in. I don't see any other way around it at this point.
Look what the French are doing. They basically want to fight for the Ukraine, putting soldiers, which they have anyway, putting soldiers in.
Macron is an idiot, a moron, an idiot. They all are. The French have never been in worse hands. I feel sorry for them.
The French are dirt anyway. They're
toast. They are.
And so the main thing for me right now is literally, it's the first time as long as we talk, there's real hope. There's really hope out there that we're going to make it. There will be only 10% left of us, but if we are in the 10%, it's going to be an unbelievable, beautiful future in real freedom. And there will not be a government like people know it now. There will not be presidents. There will not be people elected. If people are elected, they elect for task or for a certain, like half a year to get certain things done. Right. But there will be a completely different form of government. It will be a dictatorship, but in a good way, because people will become dictators for certain tasks. And then after they are done with that, they are done. And the next one gets into office, whatever it might be. It's going to be nothing close to what it is right now. This is over. The globalists, the Satanists are done. When my book is out about Satanism, organized religion, etc., it will give people the understanding and the knowledge why they all have to go. And why, for example, all the most women that have ovary cancer, breast cancer, are Catholics because of the guilt thing. There's two things. They control people by fear. They control people by guilt. And that's kind of like what the Catholics are doing from the beginning, controlling people by guilt. And this is... it's all going to go away because people have been pushed to the edge. There's this form of gallows humor in a good way where people say, if I die, I die. So what? What do you want to do to me? You know, I'm going to fight back. I'm going to create something. Right. I'm going to build something. And if I die along the way, so what?
Mm-hmm. All right, we have to say goodbye here. The the blood brother of guilt is fear. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
It's all linked.
And remember, fear stands as an false evidence appearing real. But, Jeff, thanks so much for everything. Thanks for what you do and for all of us.
Thanks,
and hang in there, brother, and be safe.
Okay, my friend. All right. Take care of that little baby. Every day, that's a blessing, boy. You enjoy. That's great.
Thank you, brother.
Okay.
Hang in there.
Good night. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Dr. Leonard Coldwell, right? His new book sounds like it's going to be another barn burner, as they say. Okay, we will pause and come right back on this 4th of July.